Here's a young lady, a Texas lady in her 20s, bought a 2021 Camry with a 72-month note at nearly 12% interest. The payment runs her $646.33 a month. About half of the money she makes goes to her car payment. It's not a good idea to owe money on a car, and it's completely unnecessary. Now, I've struck on a formula that I think works pretty well, although there are ups and downs. I own, I think, 5 cars. One of them I gave to my wife. It's a beautiful Mercedes E350 wagon, and I love the car. But when it needs repairs, I have a hard time fixing that particular car, and it costs money, sometimes $1,000. I have a couple of GM cars, and I make those repairs principally myself when they need to be made. But when I can't make them or don't have the time to make them, I have someone else do them, and it's cheap. The big Vortec engines that came on the GM pickup trucks and Suburbans are just great engines. They're pretty bulletproof. And I have an old BMW 525i that is also a very bulletproof car. These German sedans, high miles, have had a lot of their problems already. And the components are principally Bosch components. They're practically foolproof. The trick is also to insure them in accordance with the mandatory minimums. And if your car gets totaled, it gets totaled. But you've got liability if you hurt somebody else. New cars sold today are infinitely more complicated and less reliable than new cars sold 15 years ago or 20. So don't borrow money on a car. Get an older one. We are Americans, and our cars, like it or not, are part of who we are. Don't let them get you down. This is News Talk 1100 WCGA.